This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, Snowmageddon is underway, and I was a little underwhelmed with the amount of snow out there this morning, I'll have to say. And yes, indeed, even with that, the lanes on the highway are down to one clear lane. That was my experience this morning. My suspicion is, as cold as it is, we're going to have, if not every school, calling off today, the vast majority of them. Because the side roads, I would imagine the cold's got something to do with it. Maybe the MoDOT crews are struggling to get the roads cleared off. But you know, when I was traveling this morning on the clear lane with very little traffic, I was still able to do 50 plus miles an hour. So, but when you've got the lanes all filled up this morning, my guess is it's going to be a mess. Sue Thomas is going to have her hands full.
Well, I imagine some districts are, like you said, looking at temperature and thinking about the kids who would be needing to take the school bus, them having to wait out in this. I don't know what their line is where they officially say, okay, it's too cold.
Well, again, you know, I swore as I pulled up Market Street, I had to go up Market Street and down, I guess, 13th to get over here this morning. I saw a figure outside of City Hall with a broom. I think that might have been Mayor Tishara Jones out early this morning trying to get the streets cleared for you. I can't swear to that because she does have a big election coming up, and the way she handled the last snowfall seems to have an impact, seems to be having an impact on polling. But I was the first car to drive down 13th Street this morning. There were no other tire tracks on that street. So city crews have not... I don't know if they've not been out yet, if they're just still concentrating on some of the main roads. But I haven't seen a great deal of difference in reaction yet. Carl Middleman, did you see any evidence that a small truck with a blade on it had been anywhere near your neighborhood this morning?
I saw one last evening. I did not see. I saw three MoDOT trucks going westbound on Highway 40.
Carl was so excited yesterday. We looked out the window right before the end of the show, and there was actually a very small, looked like a little a mule 4x4 or something.
Qdoba. With a
brush on the front of it, cleaning off the sidewalk out here on Olive Street. Carl was very excited about that.
Because you never see that.
You never see that.
And that wasn't even a street. It was a sidewalk.
I think maybe Tishara's personal vehicle, don't you?
Yes. And then... Of course, then there were people going 80 down the highway.
This morning?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Two people 80? Passed me. Yeah. And I was going 45, 50, and they just, one was a truck, one was a car.
Must have had a death wish. I did see some MoDOT trucks out this morning, and we are going to check in with the Missouri Department of Transportation. One of their district engineers, Bob Becker, is going to join us this morning to talk more about the reaction to this snowfall and any challenges that might have prevented a very light snow, very
powdery.
Very powdery snow. Should be easy to clear, I would think. I didn't see any ice under it.
Mm-mm.
Did you?
No. And my neighborhood was actually already cleared, which I was surprised a bit. I mean, it was packed down, but it looked like a plow had maybe gone through it at least once.
I think maybe one had been through our neighborhood as well. Anyway, I have a four-wheel drive truck. I didn't have any problem this morning. If you have to get out and go, I think you're going to be fine. Just a little extra time, because guess what? Shocking news. It's winter time. And here we go again. Hey, coming up, good show for you. We're going to talk to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour. Judge Tanya Chutkan, no fan of Donald Trump, has told the attorneys general from 14 states to back off. You cannot challenge the executive authority of the president to look into to allow DOGE to look into wasteful spending. That's what they were trying to stop. Imagine that. A Democrat politician is trying to stop somebody from saving money. And this judge, who, again, no fan of Trump, from based on her rulings, said, I'm sorry, you haven't proved your case here. You haven't proved that he's done any harm to you. So that was a big victory. We'll talk to Jeremy Rosenthal about that about 7:35. Taylor Riggs on a little later. We're going to talk to Mark Schmitz, the father of Jared Schmitz, who, of course, lost his life in Afghanistan and that botched withdrawal. They've got a big they do a big fundraiser every year for Jared's birthday, which is coming up later this week. And we'll talk to Mark Schmitz on how you can get involved in all of that. But right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But we want to end it. It's a senseless war. It should have never happened, would have never happened if I was president, and it's a shame to see it.
You know, the media in this country is chomping at the bit to get something started between Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky, that he somehow offended Zelensky by starting the peace talks that he promised during the election campaign within 1 month of taking over the presidency.
I don't think it would have passed had it not been contained that misleading ballot language.
Missouri's new lieutenant governor shares the view many anti-abortion protesters that Amendment 3 was not well worded.
Yes, indeed. The 12-year-old reporting there from the Missouri Capitol is stating something pretty obvious. So that was David Wassinger. And the lieutenant governor says, listen, this judge is ruling allowing abortion unfettered anywhere in the state should drive us back to the ballot box to challenge Amendment 3.
One thing that definitely is clear is that the United States is now the little buddy of Vladimir Putin. Putin runs Trump. So now Trump has two daddies, Putin and Elon Musk.
There's no joy in Whoville, that's for sure. That is a Joy Reid. She really, really hates Elon Musk and apparently thinks Vladimir Putin and he control Donald Trump.
We are accelerating the return of the astronauts.
Yeah. You now have the go-ahead.
Yes, well, thanks to you.
They didn't have the go-ahead with Biden. What's that? He was going to leave him in space. I think he was going to leave him in space.
Donald Trump yesterday with another news conference he held with Musk. I think he does this just to piss off the left. But they've challenged him on all of these different things. How dare you do this? How can Elon Musk be a co-president? Does anybody believe that? I mean, seriously, come on. It's just one more example of the media has nothing left to talk about. So they got to talk about this. This is the talking points memo that was sent out about Elon Musk and, you know, Orange Man bad, and you've got to listen to this, you got to do that. I thought Caroline Leavitt handled it probably as well as it could be handled yesterday when she pointed out that nobody tells Donald Trump what to say. And if you believe otherwise, you're a fool. And Levitt, here it is, Carl. Here we go. Listen.
Elon Musk, just like everybody else across the federal government, works at the direction of President Trump. Elon Musk is a special government employee, as I have told you before. He serves as a senior advisor to the president, if you will, within the executive office of the president. DOGE has people that, again, are onboarding as political appointees at every respective agency. And they are working alongside our agency partners and the secretaries that President Trump nominated and have been confirmed by the United States Senate to identify waste, fraud, and abuse at these agencies. And that's his role.
That's all they got, folks. That's it. That's all. It's like the end of a Looney Tunes cartoon. That's it, folks. That's all they've got is Elon Musk. And if he resigned tomorrow, where would they direct that ire? At whoever else is trying to save money for the federal government? That's all I can figure. By the way, coming up, guess what, Carl?
What?
I have a serious question about the St. Louis Blues and this whole hockey tiff with Canada, because apparently the rematch is tomorrow night.
It is.
With Team USA.
As reported by Kim St. Ange.
And Canada. And I've got some comments this morning from the Team USA coach, who's really happy about stirring the pot here. I think we're going to see a lot more fistfights. And now the big question is,
how can there be more than the...
Is Donald Trump going to be in attendance? The coach has asked Donald Trump to be there. So you talk about increasing the... player tension in this. And I saw a quote from the Blues goalie, Jordan Bennington, who's up there playing for the bad guys.
Or his home country.
Well, same thing. Anyway, I'm just saying, I wonder what if any tension this creates in NHL locker rooms after this game is over. You got to wonder. Maybe it was always there.
No.
You don't? Oh, come on.
Well, the Russians aren't playing. They're not playing at all.
No.
They're getting smacked down.
I love how this is going, and I can't wait for the game tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here after the break. We've also got Kim on a whim at the bottom of the hour. Carl, was it Gennaro Wilson who was singing the national anthem when he got booed? What, am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
I think it was him.
Because it was in Montreal. So
it was.
I don't know if they brought it, but Mark, today's the 80th anniversary of Iwo Jima.
Okay.
So I was going to have our Marines do it.
Well, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's do it. During the entire national anthem, the Canadians booing the national anthem there during the first USA Canada hockey game earlier this week. And guess what? They square off again tomorrow night. And I thought this is pretty interesting as I've looked at it, because obviously there's a lot of tension there. The coach, a guy named Bill Guerin, was on Fox yesterday talking.
He used to be a Blues player.
Yeah, he was talking about this, and he loves the fact that his players are so fired up. He loved the fact that there were three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game yesterday, and that they kind of squared off.
All St. Louis people.
Yeah, well, true. And yesterday they lost, right, to Sweden,
yeah,
but they were resting. They were resting a lot of their stars, because they knew they were going to be in the finals tomorrow night with Canada, eh? And Canada won last night, so they're expecting these guys to be out there. They're hungry and really excited, said the U.S. center, Jack Hughes. Well, they quoted one of the Canadians the other day that said, "We can't wait to play them again. We feel like we can beat those guys, and we're going to play better on Thursday. And this is about our country." So the Canadians also know that there's a little bit of tension going on there. And my suspicion is the U.S. is going to take out some of their tariffs. They're going to take a tariff out of some Canadian hide tomorrow night. What do you think? Jordan Binnington was trying to play down the stress. There was a report that the Matthew Tkachuk said the Americans wanted to send their own message. It's our time right now. Binnington said, "I didn't hear him say that. He's just trying to make some noise, which he likes to do. And we're going to stick to our job here and focus on one thing, one period at a time." Here is here's Bill Guerin on what he thinks happened the other day, admitting that politics matters. Listen.
"The boos were so loud you couldn't hear the anthem. So was there bad blood prior? Was it the booing of the anthem? Or do you think it has something to do with the politics of the day between our two countries?"
I think a little bit of everything. I mean, Canada-US is a huge rivalry in hockey. You know, I think there was a little bit of a political flair to it. It's just the time that we're in. And then, you know, I think our guys use that as inspiration. If you let it get the better of you, then you're in trouble. But I really do think the players use it as inspiration.
They did. He's right. I love this guy. I was not familiar with him, Carl. I didn't know he was a Blues player
a long time ago, and
yeah,
not for very long.
Well, here's the bigger question. Donald Trump is in Florida all day today. I know he's going to Doral and a few other places. Lands back at the airport at like 9:30 tonight. I saw the White House press daily briefing that came out this morning on what the president's plans are today. Could he be at that hockey game tomorrow? Could you imagine what the mood would be if Donald Trump showed up? Now, he went to the Daytona 500. He went to the Super Bowl. This is in Boston. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from D.C. Listen to what Guerin said about it.
"And we would love it if President Trump was in attendance. We have a room full of proud American players and coaches and staff. And listen, we're just trying to represent our country the best way we can.
Could you imagine if he was there and Trudeau was there at the same time? And then Taylor Swift made an appearance. Wouldn't it be great?
Is Trudeau for sure going?
No. I don't know. I have no idea. I just thought it was interesting. I mean, what great coaching on his part, though, to basically invite the president to come to this game and then walk into the locker room and have Trump rally the troops before the game. Can you imagine? Great. And Don would be up for it. I do. I believe that. All right, coming up, we'll get to Kim on a whim. Stay tuned. Sue will have the latest on your morning drive conditions as well when we come back.
Kim on a whim.
This morning, some of you may have seen that I directed the water department not to do any water shutoffs for either residential or commercial properties for the next 60 days till May the 15th. I did that because obviously one of the things that's being said over and over is wash your hands, use good hygiene, clean your surfaces. Well, you've got to have water in order to be able to do that. So we did that this morning. There won't be any water shutoffs. That doesn't mean you don't have to pay your water bill. It means that your water will not be shut off for the next 60 days. And of course, we'll evaluate all these time frames as we go along.
Well, that was more than 4 years ago. This former St. Louis Mayor Lyda Cruz in making that announcement during the height of COVID saying, we're not going to shut off water. Well, fast forward all these years later and guess what?
They shut off the water?
They have still not shut off the water for people. And now the bill that the city is having to basically figure out how to tackle is more than $10 million.
Wow.
In unpaid bills. Supposedly this year they finally started shutting it off for commercial buildings, but not for the residents. So listen to this. This is on STL today. It says, after 4 years without shutoffs, bill collection rates had dropped to 75% in fiscal year 2024, down from 87% in 2019. The ranks of delinquent accounts with more than $500 owed or 90 days late had swelled to approximately 19,000, which is about a fifth of total accounts.
75% of all water bills are delinquent?
Bill collection rates had dropped to 75%.
Okay, so they're only collecting money on 75%.
Correct.
So 25% of the people refuse to pay their water bill, and some haven't paid it in almost five years
now.
I hate to get back to it. This is the problem with sending your children to time out, because they don't learn anything. If there are no consequences to your actions, whether it's the rent is due, the water bill needs to be paid, the furnace, you know, the gas bill needs to be paid. If people know they can slide on that, they will. Mm-hmm. Turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the sanitation aspect of it. The minute their water goes off, they're going to start squealing like a pig, and then maybe they'll get the message. You got to play hardball sometimes.
Supposedly what the city has done is they've worked with United Way to come up with some sort of aid program that will essentially help people who have all these bills racked up, because they're claiming that they still need to pay them. Now, do we think that they're actually going to pay them?
No.
No, they just hiked rates for the first time in years, not that long ago. And, you know, they've thrown all these ideas out, like federal aid, that's going to be what's going to help people, or they're going to give people $500 each to try to help pay down any sort of outstanding bills.
Who's going to give it to them?
The city was planning to try to do this. They've come up with all these ways to try to help people pay down their bills. But like you said, I think this is the problem, is that, sure, there were probably some people who lost their jobs in 2020 and didn't have income, and they were getting those checks, the stimulus checks.
Free money from the government. They didn't spend it on their water bill.
Well, that, you know, so maybe they didn't have the income they were used to. But let's be real, in all these years, they've probably gotten a job, hopefully, and they should be able to pay their bill. And I think people just take advantage of it, and they're thinking, well, the city's not going to do anything about it. Mayor Tashara Jones now is trying to say, oh, we're going to do it, we're going to shut it off. Well, guess what? It's an election year. So do we really think that Mayor Jones is going to shut it off anytime between now and, what would it be, April? No. Of course not, because everyone will remember who shut off their water, and that would be a strike against her. and she needs all the support she can get because the latest poll numbers were not looking so great for her.
Here's what I want to know. I mean, how in the world did we not dedicate part of the Rams money just to relieving people of all of their debt in the city of St. Louis? I'm a little surprised they didn't cook that one up.
Keep in mind, I think that is part of it. I think they had talked about some sort of water infrastructure upgrades that were needed. I know the water department is very strapped for money, and that was one reason why they approved the hike, the rate hike for people, because they were saying, you know, by 2023, we were already really hurting financially, and we need all these upgrades. And the Board of Aldermen was at a stalemate. They couldn't agree on how to spend the Rams settlement money, and so it basically got tabled. It sounds like this session it will not be discussed because they just couldn't agree with, you know,
well,
how
now
it
they're
should
off
be spent.
For the election cycle, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
I think they're out now.
I to a degree I can understand why they didn't shut it off very temporarily. I found one article that said that 90 U.S. cities and states suspended water shutoffs to tackle the coronavirus pandemic.
Sure.
But that has to be short term. It's kind of like the whole 2 weeks to slow the spread, and 2 weeks turned into 2 months, and that turned into 2 years. And
suspending
just kept
evictions
going.
Was the one that shocked me the most. If somebody is getting evicted, it means a court of law has decided that they're a scofflaw. That they've refused to pay their rent, no matter how many times they were warned and how many 30-day warnings they were given and extensions. So the answer from the progressive left is to suspend the ability of the homeowner to throw the person out who's living in their property for free.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the person who owns the property still has to make the mortgage payment, they didn't get any kind of break on having to make the mortgage payment, or they would get sent into court and have their property taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
But the renter, that there were no consequences for that. None.
No, I know. We've talked about this, that my husband and I own some real estate properties, and yeah, that landlord, thankfully we didn't deal with that, but I know friends who are investors who did in fact deal with that, and how frustrating that was for them, where they see the person driving some real nice cars and doing all these crazy, fancy, expensive things. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't pay my rent. And you can't do anything about it. I agree. It was all back, totally backwards. And I don't see them actually following through with this whole water shutoff thing anytime soon. They'll at least get through the election.
Wow. Well, I mean, when you build a system like that that's designed to fail, failure is imminent. I mean, this is what we've come to in the city of St. Louis. So now they probably need to increase the earnings tax to what, 1.5% or 2% of the salary for the people that work here, so
that's
they can
probably coming next.
Make up the difference for the people that refuse to pay their own water bill.
Yeah.
Or electric bill. Hey, remember my beef with Ameren? I was in a situation where a tenant refused to move out of a house and had been there for 4 or 5 months, had paid zero rent, name wasn't on the lease, couldn't get him kicked out, kept delaying the eviction in court. So I called Ameren and said, you should turn the power off to my house. Mm-hmm. I don't want power at this address anymore. And Ameren refused to do it because they won't get involved in tenant-landlord disputes. Mm-hmm. Even though I owned the property and I ordered the power to be cut off, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
By the way, the eviction process is not easy.
No.
It's not some simple, hey, they didn't pay rent and I'll prove it to you and, okay, we're going to get them out tomorrow. I mean, it can be drawn out for months and months and months. It can be expensive. And there are many reasons, like, for example, their age or other factors where the city in particular will try to protect the tenant at every cost and make it near impossible for the landlord to get somebody out, even though they're having to foot the bill, the mortgage, and the other person's just basically a leech and living in the property for free.
Yeah, it's why when I hear the infomercials that we run on this radio station a lot, and a lot of other radio stations in town, about how easy it is to make money in the real estate market, I just shake my head, because it can be, but it's far from any sort of guarantee.
No, it's definitely not. It's risky, but that's why it's a high-risk, high-reward
situation. But you have to be prepared for the reality of the fact that there are a lot of scumbags out there who will not pay, who will move into your property and then stop paying your rent. And it's a process. A lot of people know how to play the game and game the system.
Absolutely.
So anyway, but take that one to the bank for sure. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to Bob Becker. He was the district maintenance engineer for MoDOT, and see how things are going this morning. I'm looking. There are highway speeds being reported out there at 48, 50 miles an hour right now on 70, 40, 44. It's not as bad as it could be. It's certainly not as bad as they warned us, although I imagine if you're in Farmington listening to me this morning, you're laughing at me because I know they got a lot more snow to the south. I'm talking about the immediate St. Louis loop, the 270, 40, 55 loop and all that stuff heading into the city. Those are not as bad as they told us it would be this morning. Sue Thomas would probably disagree with me. We're going to get more from her coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. What was that stat I saw on Phil Collins? There was a time in the 80s where he was on the radio like every 3 minutes in America.
There was a Riverfront Times report, yes, like in 1985, that I think it was one of their writers heard a Phil Collins or Genesis song on 7 different stations at the same time.
Oh my gosh! Isn't there some weird story to the song and how he came to write it?
No, that's urban legend.
Is it okay? Yeah. Did he write this song too?
Yes, it's about his divorce.
Oh, okay.
He can feel his divorce coming in the air at night.
I don't want to speak for him, but yeah. It's not about a dead guy.
Anyway, that's this is an anniversary, heard, yeah, right?
Face Value, the album released, that this was released.
I thought it was
1981.
But this is a solo project.
Yep, his first solo album.
How much money does that guy have?
Well, it doesn't matter because he's got a ringing in his ears and he's got all sorts of
medical
issues.
I know he's in bad health. He had so many hits. I mean, he really was all over the place. All right. I just got the notification that my daughter's, like so many schools, are closed today. But the question is, how many days do they get? Like, how many days off? At what point do the schools have to?
When my kid was in high school,
yes,
it was 120 days of school. Yes. I don't know if that has changed, gone up or down.
Yeah, I don't know either. I thought I had printed off something about that this morning on how many days that they had. Is
they
this
had
it?
To be in school 120.
Well, and do they differentiate between a full-on snow day where there's no learning and then how many virtual learning days they can have, or did the virtual learning days count as a day as if you had gone to class?
Good question.
I mean, this is all new territory. We didn't have virtual days when I was in school. That was just not a thing.
You had to go 120 days no matter what, whether they
you would make it up in the summer. Right. I remember that. You have to go an extra day or two.
Fox 2 News covered the story yesterday, and I've got it here in my grubby little hands. A harsh winter with several snowstorms forced many Missouri schools to rely on virtual learning days. Now, I can tell you personally, my experience yesterday is that virtually nothing got learned because there was no Zoom requirement. There was no nothing involved in this. They just call it a virtual learning day, and the kids are supposed to check online for assignments from their teachers. But the teachers weren't involved with anything other than saying, hey, read 12 chapters in this book or whatever the case might have been. So I don't know that anything got learned yesterday in my household. And today is another virtual learning day in the school district.
It sounds like the teachers had. I know teachers work very hard, but it sounds like they had a snow day and just said, here you go, read this.
Parkway, Rockwood, all these other districts are just closed. Dozens of them are just closed today. But it seems to me like the virtual learning thing is a way to avoid calling the district closed for the day, right? And it's all in hopes of trying to prevent the need to extend the traditional school year. AMI days are ones the state recognizes as alternative methods of instructions, When schools use an AMI day, it generally counts as a regular school day, allowing the schools to claim attendance hours if students complete assigned lessons within designated time frames. This is important because Missouri state law requires all districts and charter schools to provide at least 1,044 instructional hours. According to the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, schools can claim up to 36 hours of AMI time toward the required instructional hours.
Sarah on Facebook says we don't make up e-learning days. I don't know. Oh, she says e-learning is a joke. Well, my daughter's on for 30 minutes and it's a full day. I mean, yeah. And we wonder why. I'm not just blaming e-learning days. I understand those are far and few between. But we wonder why so many kids are slipping behind in key subjects like, you know, reading and writing.
Yes. So they can get up to what? 4 days out of this, basically?
I guess.
They can slide on 4 days if you count an 8-hour school day. It's a strong possibility at this point. Some schools have already used 6 AMI days or are nearing that limit due to the multiple snow-related school closures that we've had so far in this school year.
So what if someone's internet is out? I guess they just have to make it up on a different day because obviously they wouldn't be able to log on and see the assignments, right?
Well, I mean, I think you could use that excuse, but who doesn't have a cell phone these days, right?
To use as a hotspot.
Thank you. A hotspot or just using cellular to sign into whatever the Canvas or whatever the school program is to figure out what your assignment. I mean, it's a convenient excuse. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. My internet was out yesterday. Mom didn't pay the bill.
That's so the new my dog ate my homework.
They will
my
turn
internet
off the internet
out.
If you don't pay your bill, but they won't turn off the water. See?
I
That's enough to get people to move out, though.
Yeah, probably.
Well, they have to provide the students with some sort of like an iPad or a computer to be able to do this, right?
I guess. Here we go again. All right. We're going to get the latest from Sue Thomas for you on traffic problems. Bob Becker from MoDOT, the district engineer, will give us his thoughts on road conditions this morning at about 6:20 or so. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.